Peya Perik Hey Mishnah Hey. A machlifim aniyim. If a person trades with aniyim, so an ani has leket, so the balabais gives him something else for leket. V'shalo potter. So now the balabais has leket in his hand because he just traded for it. So that's potter from meisers. U'v'shal aniyim chayiv. And what aniyim have, because they have regular grain, they're chayiv. Shnayim shekiblos asad barisus. Two sharecroppers on the same land, and the Tiferes Sol explains that they have an exact makum, an exact place and division of which portion of the land they're responsible for. So they have a deal worked out with the balabais that the land is basically theirs to do with what they want to, and whatever grows is really theirs, except from working the land, they give the balabais a certain portion. So let's call it a third. So shnayim shekiblos asad barisus. Zenos and lezeh chelko meiser oni. V'zenos and lezeh chelko meiser oni. They're both aniyim, these sharecroppers, and they can each give to their fellow that's working same land, but on a, you know, a different place in the land, they can give his own chelek as meiser ani to his friend that's an ani. He can't keep it for himself because he has this deal set up with the balabais. It's as if this sharecropper owns the land and he can give it to his friend. Lav davka meiser ani. It's also leket shecha and peya, like the Tosfos Yontif explains as well. Mishnah continues. A makabel sod liktzer. Person has a contract to cut the master's field. Aser beleket shicha upeyu meiser ani. So he is like the balabais of the field, so he is not allowed to take leket shicha and peya and meiser ani, because even though he's an ani is not allowed to take leket shicha and peya and meiser ani on his own field. An ani still has to give leket shicha and peya on his field, but he can't keep for himself. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amos, I wonder, does this apply? Bizman shekibel memeno lemechzel lishlish v'lerevia. This only applies when he's mekabel to give the balabais a half, a third, or a quarter, something like that. So in that case, he's not allowed to keep it because he's really like the balabais, because the land, the growing, and what grows from the land, it's all his. He just has to give a portion of what's cut, but what grows, it's almost like it's his. Therefore, he's not allowed to keep these matnas aniyim. Avalim omer lo, but if the balabais says to him, really, it's my land. Shlish mashata koitzer shalach. Everything that grows is mine, but a third of what you cut is yours. Mutter beleket uveshicha uvupeya. So now, since it's not really his land, so the ani, the kablan, is allowed to keep leket, shicha, and peya, but still va'aser b'maiser ani. Maiser ani is not allowed to. We'll get that in a second. So leket, shicha, and peya, he's mutter because it's not his land. Maiser ani, because even though b'shas kitzira, when he cut it, it was the balabais, however, maiser ani can go even after shas kitzira. And after shas kitzira, after he cut it, it became his. And the person's not allowed to keep meiser ani of his own food and give it to himself. But the Rav asks that in this case, where the balabais is keeping what's mechubar and the ani just kept what's cut afterwards, only a portion of it. So why is the ani allowed to keep shichacha? So the ani, let's think. The ani, what's cut becomes his, right? So he takes what's cut, and we know that this shichas ha'amr, and it's rolled into a, he ties it up into a bundle, and then he puts in a few bundles, let's say, and then he forgets a bundle. So why is the ani allowed to keep this and keep this shichcha? L'chari, we know that this shichcha by imurim, this shichcha sa'amar, this shichcha of bundles. And shichcha of bundle, you can't keep for yourself. If it's your bundles and you forget one of them, you should give it to different anim. So the Rav asks, why is he allowed to keep shichcha? So the Rav says, there's one thing that's missing here. There's an important condition by shichcha that the land has to be yours. He says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnahs we had earlier, a ger, so he was a goy by the time of Ketzira. And according to Rav Yehuda, he's chayiv in shichcha later. Remember, Rav Yehuda didn't tie shichas ha'amr to shichas hakama. And we said that as long as he forgets while he's a Jew, he's chayiv. So why should it be any different in this case? And l'chora, I was also thinking, in any other case where an ani himself goes into a field, remember the shichas hakama, right? So but if an owner forgets standing grain, the ani keeps it. So what if the ani goes, so he goes into the field, the balabais forgot standing grain. So the ani cut standing grain, made it into bundles, and forgot a bundle. L'chora, you would think that maybe he's chayv in shichah. So here too, I believe that Rabbi Yehuda also would hold he's potter. Why is that? Because in order to be chayv in shichah, even at the time of the Shasa Ketzira, it didn't have to be yours. Right now, by the time of Shichacha, the land still has to be yours. It has to be called Sadcha. Therefore, by a case of a Ger Shenis Geir, right now, according to Behuda, L'maisa, the field is his. Masha'enki, in these cases, in our Mishnah over here, the Ani that's taking as the Kablan doesn't own this land right now. And also the Ani in the field, like the case that I brought up, the guy that cuts down the Shichas HaKama and he wants to keep it for himself, and then he keeps it for himself. I'm sorry, and then he goes and he forgets, it's also not his land. So there's no Shichah Bichlal. That's what the Rav says. According to us, the Chachamim, who hold that it's Tali in Shichus Hakama, we hold that it also has to be Kitzircha, and that it had to have been yours beforehand. But the Rav wants to say that this Mishnah would also work out according to Rabbi Yehuda.